And now, Don Blackwell.
In last week's program, we began a study of the Roman Catholic Church. We were asking the question, is the church of your choice the church of the New Testament? As we consider the Roman Catholic Church, we were pointing out errors held by that religious organization, and we illustrated that the Roman Catholic Church is not the church of the New Testament. We noticed that the Roman Catholic Church believes the Bible to be inadequate, and we noticed quotes to that effect. We noticed also that the Roman Catholic Church calls their priest father in direct violation of the command of Jesus in Matthew 23. We also noticed the fact that they have a separate priesthood, contrary to what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that today that every Christian is a priest. As we continue our study today, we want to notice that the Roman Catholic Church forbids marriage. That is another error held by that religious group. They forbid to marry. Now, although marriage is not forbidden to all Catholics, priests and nuns must take a vow of celibacy. It's very interesting that the Bible plainly warns that one of the departures from the faith would involve some who would forbid marriage, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 3. The Catholic Church also teaches baptism by pouring or by sprinkling. Baptism can be an immersion, it can be pouring, or it can be sprinkling, according to the Roman Catholic Church. But friends, the Bible clearly says otherwise. The word baptize means immerse. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism." Acts chapter 8 and verse 38 says, "They went down both into the water, and he baptized him." If one is not immersed in water, he is not baptized according to the biblical definition. And so the Catholic Church is in error on that point. The Roman Catholic Church is also in error in the fact that they have a pope. They teach that Peter was the first pope and that the church was founded upon Peter. The Bible, however, says that Christ is the only foundation of the church, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11. This Catholic doctrine comes from a false teaching of Matthew 16:18, where Jesus said, "And I say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Since Peter means rock, some have assumed that the church was built upon Peter. We've already established that Peter cannot be the foundation if Jesus is the foundation. This false interpretation is exposed when one understands that Peter is from the word Petros, which is a small stone. But the rock upon which the church is built is Petra, a large ledge of a rock. But I want you to observe the following reasons with me also why Peter could not have been the pope. First, notice that in 1 Peter 5 and verse 1, Peter identifies the fact that he was an elder, not the elder. Acts chapter 10, verses 25 and 26, Peter refused homage. He refused to be worshipped. Such cannot be said of modern-day popes. Notice also the fact that Peter was a married man. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 14 and 15, and 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 5. Also, friends, the Bible says that Christ is the head of the church. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, Colossians 1, 18. And in fact, there is no historical proof that Peter was ever even in Rome. You know, it's strange that if Peter were in Rome, that Paul did not even mention him when writing to the Romans in Romans chapter 16. And even if the tradition of Peter being in Rome were true, it does not prove that he was the pope. Friends, Christ, not Peter, is the rock upon which the church is built, 1 Corinthians 3:11. You know, it is significant that the name pope does not even appear in the Bible. It is a doctrine foreign to the Bible. The Catholic Church has created the office of pope and has exalted a man to a position reserved only for the Lord. The New York Catholic Catechism, under the word pope, says, "The pope takes the place of Jesus Christ on earth. By divine right, the pope has supreme and full power in faith and morals over each and every pastor and his flock. He is the true vicar of Christ, the head of the entire church, the father and teacher of all Christians. He is the infallible ruler, the founder of dogmas, the author of, and the judge of councils, the universal ruler of the church, the arbiter of the world, the supreme judge of heaven and earth, the judge of all, being judged by one, God himself on earth." Ladies and gentlemen, it is shocking that any man would claim for himself this position which God has given only to His Son, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. The Roman Catholic Church also engages in the worship of Mary, known as Mariolatry. The Roman Catholic Church refers to Mary as the Mother of God. They believe she is to be worshipped and that she functions in a mediation role between God and man. The book called The Glories of Mary says, "Man cannot be saved without praying to Mary," page 254, 255, and 189. It says that she alone can obtain pardon, page 51, 71, and 83. But again, the Bible says there is one mediator, 1 Timothy 2 and 5, and that is Jesus Christ. It is also taught by the Roman Catholic Church that Mary was a perpetual virgin. But Matthew 13, 55 and 56 teaches that she had additional children after the birth of Jesus. Matthew 1, 25 and John 7, 3 through 5 as well teach us that. Hail Mary is a very important part of the life of a Catholic. In this prayer, she is called Holy Mary, Mother of God. The Bible calls Mary the Mother of Jesus, but she did not give Him His deity. And so, friends, to worship Mary, therefore, as the Mother of God, is to worship the creature rather than the Creator, Romans 1:25. Jesus did not elevate Mary over others. Jesus revered her as His Mother and gave her due respect, but He never taught that she was to be worshipped. I want to consider very briefly now the seven so-called sacraments of the Catholic Church, the rites by which one obtains grace. First is baptism. The Roman Catholic Church considers baptism the first sacrament of the Church, and that sprinkling or pouring will suffice for baptism. Supposedly, this takes away the sins of an individual. They teach that it is for babies and that a saint's name is given at baptism. But friends, of course, the New Testament teaches that baptism is for the remission of sins and it is to be done by immersion, and that it is not for babies, but it is for believers. The second sacrament of the Roman Catholic Church is penance. Penance is the sacrament by which the sins committed after baptism are forgiven. The priest, by the power given him, actually takes the sins off your soul. This is called absolution. Again, the New Testament does not teach this. It teaches that one must be baptized for the remission of sins and to become a Christian, Acts 2, 38 and 47. And if one sins after he becomes a Christian, he is to pray to God for forgiveness, 1 John 1 and verse 9. A third sacrament of the Roman Catholic Church is confirmation. It is taught that this is a special bestowal of the Holy Spirit and that it gives you strength to be a good Catholic. They say that you can get to heaven without confirmation, but it is more difficult. In the traditional rite, the bishop holding his hands over those to be confirmed prays for them and makes the sign of the cross on the forehead of each one with holy oil. He then taps each person lightly on the cheek. Friends, the problem with this is the Bible does not teach it. This is an idea completely foreign to the Holy Scriptures. It is the creation of men. Number four is the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is the sacrament in which Jesus Christ is really and physically present under the appearances of bread and wine. The priest supposedly changes the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. This communion is said to be necessary but once a year. But the Bible says that the communion is to be taken every first day of the week, Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. And the Bible does not teach that the bread and fruit of the vine become the literal body and blood of the Lord, but rather that they are symbols to be taken in remembrance of Him. Number five, the fifth sacrament of the Roman Catholic Church is extreme unction, that is, the anointing of the sick. This gives health and strength to the soul and sometimes to the body of persons who are in danger of death, or so it's taught. After praying over the sick person, the priest anoints. He makes the sign of the cross with the holy oil on the person's eyes, ears, nostrils, lips, hands, and feet. Extreme unction supposedly takes away your sins if you are unable to confess them, but you are truly sorry. Extreme unction may even be given after a person is apparently dead. Friends, extreme unction never appears in the Bible. An anointing with oil has nothing to do with my sins being forgiven. If a Christian desires his sins to be forgiven, he must repent and pray for forgiveness. 1 John 1 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness." The sixth sacrament of the Roman Catholic Church is the Holy Orders. Holy Orders is the sacrament which gives a man powers of the Catholic priesthood. Only a bishop can give the sacrament of Holy Orders. Friends, this is foreign to the Bible in a number of ways, but the most important being that the Bible does not teach a separate priesthood. Again, all Christians are priests, 1 Peter 2 and 5. The seventh sacrament of the Roman Catholic Church is matrimony. Matrimony is the sacrament made by Jesus Christ to sanctify or make holy the lawful union of a Christian man and Christian woman. Only those who have been baptized are free to marry, and a Catholic priest must perform the ceremony. If it is not done by a Catholic priest, then they are not considered to be married. This sacrament unites them in an unbreakable union until death. It makes sanctifying grace grow in their souls, gives them special helps to perform their duties as married people and to overcome the difficulties that come into their married life. Friends, the Bible does not teach that only a Catholic priest can perform marriages, since the Bible does not mention the Catholic Church at all. Nor does it say that any special grace is bestowed by getting married. The Catholic Church also holds to the false doctrine of purgatory. The doctrine of purgatory essentially holds that those who are not good enough to go to heaven when they die go to a holding place where they suffer and are purged from their sins. But friends, the Bible teaches it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Luke 16 teaches us that when an individual dies, he goes to a place of torment or a place of paradise, and there is a great gulf fixed in between so that men cannot cross from one side to the other. Ladies and gentlemen, these are a few of the errors held by the Roman Catholic Church. And so as we look at the marks of the true New Testament church, we see that the Roman Catholic Church does not meet the qualifications of the Church of the Bible, and indeed is not the church that Christ built.